Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the You Got a Minute Fam podcast. I am your host, the commish, RC Carlton, and I am joined by a dog widow.
A what?
Rodney Allen
Sanders. A dog widow.
It just came to you. Just came to me. Your dog died. That was a good line by your coworker. Your dog died, sir.
Nah, you know what he said? He said he didn't even remember saying it for real. It was funny. But he's old, so it's all good. And no disrespect, man. I like him, man. He's a lot of fun.
I don't have to say his name. But yeah, that's funny, though. That's pretty funny if you don't remember saying
it. Yeah, he got me, though. He got me, for real.
That's pretty good. Sorry about your dog. That's pretty good.
Yeah, sorry about your dog.
If y'all don't know what we're talking about, we're talking about Allen's favorite college team is Florida State. And they did not, if you listen to this show, you probably do know this, unless you're one of my students talking to me, the Seminoles did not get in the college football playoff despite going undefeated. 12-0?
13-0.
Oh, I wasn't counting that little. Yeah, that shouldn't count. That Louisville game.
Are you kidding? They're a top 20 team, man. They're a top 20 team that we beat with the first time starter. Come on,
So Michigan played Ohio State to get in. Bama played Georgia, and y'all played Louisville.
And Texas played Oklahoma State. Yes.
Okay, that's fine. Texas
right? Okay. Come on now. Come on, bro.
I'm not a supporter of Texas. I want misery. To the Eagles losing.
But they're in.
Because they beat Alabama. State. What's your best win?
LSU? OK State's best win?
But they beat Bama. What's your best win? What's your best win?
No, I'm pretty sure it's LSU. Win? I just said LSU.
All right. It's not Texas or Georgia.
Hey, I'm just saying it was LSU. It was LSU. It wasn't a home game, and we didn't struggle when we beat them. Bama struggled when they beat them. I don't even like doing that metric, man. I really don't.
All the metrics are stupid. There's not a non-stupid one because you're supposed every other sport. You got a tournament, you play, you have a winner. It's not controversial. The NCAA tournament used to have, when they had 64, people would cry about people not being in. And that's somewhat understandable. Dick Vitale, my dad and I and Corey would watch it. Dick Vitale would just go off on some team. He was like, they should get in and da 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 da. But the other sports are pretty much narrowed it down. That you do it on the field, you do it on the court, but not football. Even though now, next year, with the super conferences, I think we're going to get that. So our first segment is going to be Looking Funny in the Light, and we're going to talk about the committee, the College Football Playoff Committee, and they left out FSU. Mike Norvell, the coach of FSU, he had a long screed, but the bottom line was, he said, what's the point of playing the games? And I'll get my rant out. And since you're a Florida State fan, I'll let you comment. But we talked about it Friday night. They did everything that was asked of them. How can you leave them out? You win every game. You're in a major conference. I don't care who's hurt. It's who you deserve. Otherwise, who deserves it? Otherwise, it's hypothetical. We don't know that Florida State with a second string quarterback will lose to Oregon, not Oregon, to Washington or Alabama, or we do know Michigan, but the rest of them, we don't know if they beat Texas or not. Oregon was a 9-point favorite and they lost to Washington. That was insane. But even last night, Browning. Now, you know, if you're a capper, I'm like not even a capper, but I knew that was a good spot for Cincinnati. And Jacksonville plays well at home, but the average person would have said, and they still should have won. Talent-wise, is a second-string quarterback. Look at the second-string quarterback. Not so much at college, but look at Kurt Warner. Look at Tom Brady. Look at what Minshew does, obviously not on that level. Just talking about backups. Look at Frank Wright. You don't know what a backup quarterback's going to do. And a lot of times, I'm not familiar with your backup, but a lot of times, that guy's like a 5-star or 4-star. That's rough. You know? So you can't
and
do that.
And he gets an entire month to
prepare. Yeah, to practice.
An entire month. Like, that. I don't know, man. I don't know. And I know people keep laughing and making these jokes about, well, your conference is weak and this and that. Like, I mean, I don't think the ACC is that much different than the Big 12. I'll be honest with you.
Definitely not. Nobody, Big 10.
Yeah, the Big 10 or the Pac-12. Like, every conference is top-heavy, you know? Yeah. There's no true super competitive conference. You got one or two teams that's going to be contenders, and everybody else is just either trying to play spoiler or hoping to catch fire. And
if North Carolina showed up, the ACC would be better. Yeah. Notre Dame sort of counts.
Yeah, they play sort of counts. But at the end of the day, one of the takes I heard recently, I thought was a fresh perspective, is that I feel like it's not only biased to the SEC because they whined about it, but it's biased to defenses too. Like, why shouldn't a top defense be deserving? If this was the other way around, like a top offense, they would get in. But because Florida State style of play has changed since their starters out, like somebody said, like, you know, they just beat a top 20 team that had a top 20 offense without their starting quarterback.
It's not just a joke. Yeah. They are a good team. All year long, they've been consistently good.
Just give them a shot. And so what? Louisville got beat by Kentucky the week before. Auburn almost beat Alabama.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Beat Georgia. Like,
miracle.
That stuff doesn't matter, bro. Yeah, that stuff doesn't really matter at the end of the day. But,
any given Sunday or Saturday, not even that, just that any team that's competitive can find a way to beat another team. We almost saw. So if it's so obvious that Bama can't be beat, how'd you almost lose to Auburn? A game that you're the hypest for other than Georgia. That's your second game that you're most pumped up for. And that bad, 6-6 team almost beat you. It took a miracle. A miracle. Like probably 0.1% of winning that game at that point. You know? I just don't. And then honestly, the hypocrisy is they don't believe. It's a lot of things that people say they believe, but they don't believe. They don't believe that is really the four best teams. They don't, because they politic. Because if we were going by the four best teams with Vegas, Michigan, Georgia, Alabama, and probably Texas. Unless you disagree with Washington. That's a good way to do it. I think the perception would be those four teams are the best teams.
And it's something I said from the start. You got a power five and you only have four spots. Somebody was always going to be left out. Mm-hmm. Like that I think that was through intention. But my thing is give that fifth team an opportunity to put themselves in the fourth spot. So I've always felt like 4 and 5 should play for the fourth spot. They get a 2-week rest. They play. If 5 beats 4,
that makes sense.
Then 4 goes on to play in the last 4. Then number 4 gets bumped down to the New Year's Six Bowl. Like, I've always felt like that should have been the way that it was done. Mm-hmm. And because we don't need an expansion, man. Like the
not to 12. I take 6.
Difference between 7 through 10 to 12 is insane. And like we were talking about today on the radio, now you've got these kids playing NFL schedules. They're playing 17 games. And you don't want to pay them.
Nick was saying, you don't want to pay them out your pocket. They got to generate themselves, even though some of the NIA.
Yeah. It's crazy. But here we are, man.
Here we are.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's all good, man. I'm going to get good football regardless.
So we got the Final Four, Michigan and Alabama, Washington and Texas. How do you see Michigan and Alabama playing out?
I think Michigan psyched about Alabama, man. I don't care what anybody says. They can say, oh, it was because they were shocked that they wasn't playing Florida State. Whatever, bro. That's not what that video said. They don't want to play Bama. And I don't think anybody wants to get in the way of Nick and those guys because they're peaking at the right time regardless. They had their scare and then they righted the ship within a week. They're getting a month to prepare. And, I mean, Michigan shouldn't theoretically be able to bully them. They've always struggled with bullying SEC teams. Yeah, I guess it's just something about it. So I think Alabama beats Michigan. And I think
let me get in on this on the Michigan.
Yeah.
I think this is the best Michigan team, so they should win. But it's one of those games where it's gonna seem like Michigan comes out flat because they're getting out schemed and out coached and not prepared, and then have to try to come back like last year against TCU. I think it's gonna look just like that. You know who my favorite coach is, but I don't think he can prepare a team better than Nick Saban.
He's not ready for Nick. Nah, but for what it's worth, and I'll get a little bit more in depth with it, like scheme-wise, matchup-wise, to beat Alabama, you got to blow the top off their defense. You got to. You got to stretch them out. And that's what makes Texas so dangerous to them. Sarkisian knows how to do that. That's why the few games that they've struggled defensively have been against explosive offenses. I don't think Michigan's an explosive offense. They haven't shown it much in the second half of the season.
I mean, if you're counting running, but no, they're not super explosive.
I don't think they
don't have the signs. It's hard to know what they're going to do.
Well, I was going to say,
it's hard to know what defense could do. How you supposed to know what defense could do, man?
And in college, to be an explosive run offense, typically those teams are tempo-based teams. You don't get a slow-plotting offense, you know, that's got that. And then I think if Milrow plays loose, problem for Michigan, because I don't know if y'all are
ready. They can get to him. I think he's still vulnerable. Yeah. If they can get to him.
You can get to him. But what if he gets outside the pocket?
Yeah, he's done much better. But he's not it. He's mistake prone. But so it's possible to shake him, but I don't know. And I like McCarthy. I like him a lot. He's clutch. He makes plays. But but on the other side, who you got?
I think Michigan. I think Washington's a live dog, man. I think they're a live dog because it's almost like an intangible. It sounds cheesy to say, but they are a team that makes plays. Go through their games. Every single time they needed to get a stop, they got a stop. Every single time they needed to score, they got the score. And it wasn't through what we would consider luck. This was an aggressive approach by a team that knows their strengths and knows their weaknesses. And that's what makes them dangerous. They never played outside their element. Never. Even in the games where, like, last game, Oregon started coming back, you didn't see them do anything different. They just back to the basics. Execute, execute, execute. And that's why they went. That's why they kept beating Oregon. I don't think they're better than Oregon. They execute better than Oregon, though.
Yeah. And, you know, I like Penix. I just like Penix a lot. I don't know what he'll be.
He's old, man. They need to start giving these dudes credit. No, stop giving these six-year people credit,
It's too
man.
Much. It's too much. The whole it team. Is. Have they all their good players are six-year people? I'm like, yeah. I was watching the games. I was like, when is this going to be over? Because I'm sick of six years.
I think next year.
That means you're like 23. Year. 24.
But that's why there's so many people in the portal. And they, all these old heads keep freaking out because they're like, it's 1,700 people in the portal. Yeah, because 900 of them are freaking 30-year-olds. It's crazy.
It's crazy. But I'm glad you said that. I got a good feeling about Washington. I mean, I've watched Texas, but I don't watch Texas. I watched Texas against Oklahoma. I watched Texas against Bama. I caught bits and pieces other places. I saw Washington, Oregon both times, and I saw the team in between. Was it Washington State? I don't know who it was. Might have been Oregon State, whoever. I probably watched 4 and 3 of those teams, of those two teams. And I just got a feeling that Washington's better. When I watched them, I think Washington's better. So I could be wrong, but I was surprised Texas was favored by, was it 6 or 5 or? It was more than I thought.
I saw 4, which I thought was fair.
That's not so bad. I was like a 3, but
I'll double check right now. It's 4.5. It's going the other way. I mean, look.
All right, let's move on past that.
Real quick though, I was gonna say people can keep sleeping on these Huskies, man. But you know, they done showed you 2 times Yeah, that's all I'm gonna say. They didn't show
Detroit. A very good team. A very good team. Just before we get off that, Florida State is the first Power 5 team to go undefeated and not make it. And did you see what they said? They said they didn't think Florida State could compete.
Yeah.
Was that the standard? I guess you could say
according to Herb Street, there's a bylaw type rule in there that says that, you know, they can replace the team or judge a team based on the health of the team. You know why I haven't looked at it? Because how many committees have we had? Like 6, 7? Never the same.
It's not.
It's the same. So
Condoleezza Rice was on the first one. I think Fred Beam was on.
Her.
Yeah, she was she thinks. She could think.
I was hoping she would stay.
Yeah. Let's move on to Deion. Another person looking funny in the light. They started, 3-0? What'd you say?
I said he's not hard to find.
He used to say that. I mean, he's still not hard to find. They won the first 3 games, and they lost all the rest of them except for 1. Do you view it, and so many spin doctors, usually they're of the persuasion that we are, but so many spin doctors, but do you think, honestly, in your heart, that this was a successful season?
Hindsight. Wait, are we talking about collectively, or can I pick my parts?
Season refers to the whole season, man.
No, it wasn't successful. He don't got a staff. He don't got a team. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was successful in the fact that he covered the over 3.5, but I honestly have no idea what's going to happen next year, and I'm not optimistic it's going to be good.
And the recruits that are leaving, at least one I saw. And the thing about it is, and there was so much noise from the team. 2 or 3 players commented about what was going on because they were frustrated. So I root for Deion, but I'm not going to sit here and lie. And it wasn't a disaster, but I don't think it's that much better. You could say, they won 1 and now they won 4. But he brought a lot of his guys in, including a quarterback that was supposed to be really good. He couldn't fix the line problems. What exactly is Deion's specialty, X and O wise? So, can he recruit? We're going to see. We're going to see if he can recruit and talk these guys into it. No, but he talked a real big game and didn't back it up.
You got your answer on if he can recruit.
What's the answer?
The answer is no, because he ain't got no recruits, bro.
That's what I thought.
He got no. I'm logging into Rivals right now. Right now. I'm happy to report.
I said he should have taken. You ready for it? You got it? Did you find it?
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you right now where he ranked at.
Okay.
Wow, Rivals need to update, bro. They not in the they not in the Pac-12 anymore. Deion Sanders next year he's ranked 11th in his conference.
Jesus Christ.
For recruiting. Out of the 12 teams in the Pac-12, they are ranked 11th. If I put that into perspective, the most points totaled right now, they go by points on our Rivals, is 3,063. That's by Georgia. Deion has 800 and something points. So if I scroll down, to where Deion is right now, he is ranked 69th and has 3 4 stars, 6 3 stars, 0 5 stars.
And the thing about it to me is, if you're talking trash, no matter what, you got to back it up. And as the old folks say, he was selling wolf tickets. But he was still named Sportsman of the Year. Did you see that by ESPN?
Yeah.
Sportsman of the Year.
I mean, they got to do something to get people to tune in.
By a magazine. But the thing was, it was magical in the very beginning. But nobody remembers that anymore. That was September, man. That was over. I can't give you Sportsman of the Year if only 1 month of the year you were hot. You know, and he talked all that. Maybe he should have kept some of those players and developed them instead of kicking them out the door. I don't know. But I know 1-4 is not, 4 game wins is not much better than 1 win. So if he had won six games, I would have said it's success, but only winning four games, I don't view that as a success. I'm sorry, Deion. Other thing that's been bugging me, you've said it for a long time, I'm not this kind of guy, but it's out of control. And that's the officiating. I don't complain about the refs. I tell people, and you don't do this, but if you complain about the refs for your team, you're a loser. But if you see games that are not even affecting you, and you see how bad it is, if you see Kansas City, controversial call with Mahomes. By the way, Mahomes and Josh Allen pull up and wait for you to hit them out of bounds, by the way. But and that should be addressed. You see that. You see the worst pass interference I've ever seen in my life. You see Josh Allen against the Eagles get called for intentional ground and he got horse collared.
Now, hold on. I will argue by definition, that wasn't a horse collar.
Now, did you see the hand on the back? Did you see the hand
on
the back?
Here's the thing. Your hand on the back, and I'm looking at the picture that you got right now. The hand on the back, I understand that. But he has to pull himself, he has to leverage himself and use his weight to pull up on Josh Allen. And Josh Allen essentially has to fall back because he's pulling him down. Rather than him, in this case, falling forward. That's why they didn't throw it, because the emphasis of the actual pull was on the front of his jersey and not the back of his jersey. His hand is back there. Just because your hand is back there doesn't make it a horse collar. The rule is that you can't leverage yourself and use your weight to pull up on the player, which pulls him back, which is why they wanted that rule in the first place. So I actually was okay with that call. In real time, in full speed, I thought 100% they missed it. But when I went back and looked at the replay, I was like, I get it. That's why they didn't call it. I think the official, was it Bandino, whoever was upset about it too, I think he kind of retracted too after the game as well. So that particular one I was okay with. But there was still 20 other bad calls in that game.
I'm a read you Rule 12, Section 2, Article 16. Horse collar attack.
I'm off for this.
No player shall grab the inside collar of the back or side of the shoulder pad of jersey, or grab the jersey at the nameplate or above and pull the runner towards the ground. That's what it says.
Oh,
this does not apply to
a
runner
who's
in the tackle box or quarterbacks who's in the pocket.
Okay, I always thought, because was it Roy Williams, right? Wasn't it Roy Williams that used to do that crap? Jump on your back essentially
You can't even put your arm in the.
Yeah. Well, then.
But, I mean, I've heard maybe they interpreted, but that's what the rule book said. You know, they don't see
the rules. Is the rules, bro.
And Travis Kelce. Now, granted, I don't think he's going to catch that ball, but you can't two hand push a man that's going up for a ball. Like, what? Now, I know it's a Hail Mary, but can you punch somebody? Can you tackle someone? Like, what are the limits on what you can do? It's one thing if you're going up and you bang into somebody. He just pushed him. Detroit Pistons against Jordan. Well, he going to make excuses. He going home with Taylor. He don't care about the game anymore. He got the girl.
He really
on the way to being a billionaire. She ain't bad looking.
He about to get her pregnant and retire.
Yeah, he got the money forever. Like getting a new Oprah pregnant. That's all you got. Remember, Dave Chappelle's getting Oprah. It's like a new Oprah. And it'd be much more fun. Team Light Skin News. Jordan Love is on the prowl. Last three games are good. I don't know if you saw the meme or not, but you're probably looking at it now. He, Brett Favre, and Aaron Rodgers have very similar stats. And his stats are even more similar to Aaron Rodgers after the other game. What have you thought of Jordan Love?
Well, he more Brett Favre than Aaron Rodgers. I'll tell you that right now. Did you see this man throw the – bro, he threw a pass – that made my heart sink. I just knew that thing was getting picked off. Not only was his arm angle awful, it was like the longest lob. And somehow his guy came down with it.
He
celebrated that like he had no cognitive recognition that what he just did was absolutely absurd. And that 90% of the time, that's getting picked, man. Or you're getting your guy killed. So I'm happy he turned it around, though. Because I was one of the people that was like, I didn't like him when he came out of Utah State. A lot of people don't remember when he came out of Utah State. But he does have a big arm.
Yeah, he had
Patty Mahomes. Yeah, he used to get Patty Mahomes comparisons, which was kind of silly. That. Yeah, I know. But everybody gets it if they're light-skinned and throw far. So as long as he remains coachable, his ceiling is high. I'll put it that way. If he has some kind of ego complex like Aaron Rodgers, he don't got Aaron Rodgers' ability, it'll kill him. But if he stays coachable, I think him and LaFleur got a good future.
I think he's very efficient when he's playing well. He's very efficient. Mm-hmm. And you got to give LaFleur credit. He's never lost in December. So that's something to be said for playing better. But also, that's Love has very young receivers. So that kind of
runs together. They do.
If you could get him a veteran, I think, or these guys over the years get better and better, I think you could have some as a long-term quarterback. For me, as he turns the corner, my opinion of him turned the corner. I saw the talent. Some of the decision-making I didn't appreciate with him. So maybe I was wrong. We'll see. Something crazy happened at the Eagles game. I guess this is Team Salty News or Team Italiano News. But my boy Dom was it Greenlaw? Who was it?
Yeah, the crazy.
He went right at Greenlaw. Greenlaw did not want to. Did you see Greenlaw back up?
No, I did not. He did not back up. That's why he got ejected. He didn't back up.
Dom connected. He knew. Called the goons in.
Listen, man.
He's lucky Greenlaw didn't kill him.
Yeah, if we go down the list, the people you don't want to mess with, I'm telling you, Trent Williams is at the very top. Debo is right underneath him. And Greenlaw is a close third, man. Y'all gonna leave my team alone, man. You're gonna find out.
I don't know what. And this dude, the way he looks and the way, like, this your head of security. Only in Philly, man. That dude senior, was 300 pounds. Who is he securing?
No, listen to the title. Senior advisor to the general manager, chief security officer.
What is that? The more names of your title, the less power you have, I think. What kind of advisor?
How do you explain that?
I don't know. I don't know. He knows somebody. He's somebody's son-in-law. He's somebody's son or not even son, because it's a nephew. It's some kind of nepotism that's got this man that job. It was hilarious, though. Next, Team Salty News. Now, you know he's my idol, but he's like 80 years old, man. Ric Flair, AEW.
He's like Ric Flair.
He's close to 80. He's at 90.
Ric Flair gotta be all over 80, man. Let me see.
And Tony Khan.
He's 74. Tony Khan, boy. Them 80s drugs.
He's younger than Biden and he's younger than Biden and Trump.
Them 80s drugs, man. They preserve you.
Powerful. But he is in AEW now. If you don't know, watch wrestling. That's the new rival promotion to the WWE, owned by billionaire Tony Khan, who is the son of Shad Khan, the Jacksonville Jaguars fame.
No relation to Shaka Khan.
Cousin of Shaka Khan. Ric Flair had a flashback to the 80s, and he said out loud on the show, cable television, 18 to 28, no boyfriends, no husbands, meet me in my hotel room. For those that don't know, in his prime, Ric Flair and his promos would tell the girls what hotel he was at and tell them to come. He had a flashback.
Bruh. I'm not mad at you, man. Nah, man, I'm not mad at you, yo. Let Papa do what he do, man.
People too PC. That was an act. We're going to say that was an act.
Nah, ain't nobody going to believe Ric Flair just acted, bro.
Exactly. And I think it's a different. Ric Flair is un-me-too-able. I'm making up that word. He got in trouble and it went away. AEW went away from him. WWE took him off the intro. 6 months, a year later, he back. Like, you
wasn't
can't
that,
get rid of the GOAT.
The plane ride from hell thing?
Yeah. You can't get rid of the GOAT. Now, you know, it was no proof and it blew off other than her test. I mean, you know, he probably did it. But
he more than likely did it.
But he did the Trump job. I don't know her. What you talking about? I never met her. He might not remember, but he probably
he definitely didn't remember.
Most likely. So, you know, I just hope Rick has a nice life. I'm going to cry the day he dies. But he needs to not be on TV a lot. Just go to the autograph shows and chill out. Chill.
Hardest working man in showbiz, bro. That's I got to respect it.
I might have to get that energy drink. They said that AEW is being paid by Ric Flair's energy drink company for him to be on there. But I doubt that's totally true. Ric Flair not working for free. Yeah. That man is so money hungry. How many teams has he given a speech to in college football?
He's back on the Michigan train now.
I think. Yeah, he's back on that. I saw that. Yeah. Hey, no, I don't think he's from Michigan. I think he's from Minnesota. But whatever. I talked about this. People are going to try. Well, let's skip. Sorry, Zach Wilson.
Why? That shit's
please,
funny, bro.
Please explain to me. I just want you to explain to me how Brock Purdy could be as far as favorites, the favorite to win MVP. Honest. You can't think that's okay.
Bruh, you know I don't care about that stuff, man. I don't think Brock Purdy's MVP. He's playing well. And for what it's worth, he is probably the third most valuable person to that.
They're offense. On your team. Yeah. Like, come on.
To the offense. To the offense.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, offense. What's the offense?
But.
And I like him. You can't take nothing away from him. I don't think that many people could run your offense as well.
Well, we know that for a fact.
But.
We know that for a fact. But, unfortunately, I have witnessed that.
His value to the team is not the same value that even Dak has. Everybody knows I'm critical. Or it's closer to what Tua does, you perfecting the system, but the system is built around your limitations.
Yeah, I mean, I can
if Brock gets in situations where it's 3rd and 10 a lot, you think he's going to do well?
Only if the players are there. Yeah, he ain't going to propel us.
3rd and long is tough because you can't manipulate people as much. They can play in a safer coverage. It's much harder to manipulate defense on 3rd and long.
Yeah. They were saying that all day Sunday. Get them behind the sticks, which is partially true. But I mean, we typically get positive yards on runs, so it's hard to do that. And then two, we're pretty aggressive on 2nd down to put ourselves in manageable third downs because Kyle finally gets it. We have a limited quarterback in certain situations. Mm-hmm. For some reason, he thought Jimmy G could drop back 7 steps and throw 40 yards. I don't get it. But we don't do that anymore, and that's good. So, yeah, I think the MVP thing is overblown. I would fade him with whatever option I could find. I heard him talking about it on the radio. If Dak beats the Eagles on Sunday, he'll probably get a huge boost as well. But I don't want that jinx.
I don't want that jinx on us for Dak to get an MVP. Then, when he loses, it's going to be even worse.
Nah, let it be worse, but then he's going
to
still get his money.
Please give it to Jalen Hurts. We don't want it. Please give it to Jalen Hurts. Which he can't. Everybody forgot this guy was killing it. He beat like 14 straight teams with a winning record. Then all of a sudden, you know, I don't like quarterback wins. Then all of a sudden, he loses one game. And can we talk about that? More credit to you. But we are both smarter football fans to know. They had 90 plays against Buffalo the week before. They played a murderer's row of teams. It was like, how many games in 10 days? 2? 3? Something like that. I mean, y'all had them.
I lost my fucking playoff game with my backup quarterback getting hurt and my running back and quarterback. And I've been listening to these assholes for 10 months tell me it wasn't even right. Like, it didn't matter. So I don't give a fuck how many games.
Yeah, that's their fault. That's their fault. We being unbiased.
Who cares?
Being unbiased.
I hope we beat
and
you
I said what? Again. I said
the
that
Eagles
wasn't
get
a real
on my
win.
Nerves. I'm sick.
I said that wasn't a real win.
I'm sick of them.
But
I'm
just
sick
saying
of them.
You called them. But everybody's acting like that crowns y'all the best team. You won.
No, it doesn't.
You did great, but it was situational. It was situational.
So what? But I don't care, bro.
I know you
would
be happy about it.
I would lie.
But I just want to shed light on it.
But listen, I would play Philly 17 times in a row if it meant we could whip their ass 17 times. I am so sick of that.
I don't think you
would
whip their ass
bro.
17 times, is my point.
Bro, we would whip their ass the majority of the time. We would whip their ass the majority of the time. If both teams are healthy, we would whip their ass the majority of the
time. I'm not sure
about
that. Not sure.
You don't have to be sure of it. You don't have to be sure of it. We're going to see it again, hopefully in January.
Which is rare. You think you're going to be healthy?
It annoys me, bro.
The CMC bomb hasn't happened yet. That man been healthy 2 years. Has he ever done that?
But look at how much criticism every other team takes when they're at the top. And these people act like you can't say nothing about their team.
That's how they only have one.
Even when they win, everybody gets criticized. You're not perfect.
They do get a little salty about it. Yeah, only they can criticize the team. Nobody else can criticize them. So, but I'm not mad at Philly right now. I'm kind of being good because we play them this week. Nah. But I think they're vulnerable. I think we got them.
I was disrespectful. I think we got them. I'm gonna be disrespectful again. Come playoff time, I don't respect the Eagles. I don't care. And you listen to me. Don't you give them one excuse because they didn't want to hear when we lost with our. What somebody told me, trying to be sarcastic. Well, fix your protections next time. Okay, that's cool, buddy. That's cool. We're going to keep serving y'all some piping hot L's. I can't wait, man. I want to play them. I want to play them first. But yeah, fuck.
You'll get your chance, no doubt. Nah. Unless we somehow beat them.
Or I'm going to go back and cut whoever this out. Number one is.
I mean, if we take the division, I think we could. I don't think we could beat either one of those teams in the playoffs. So it is what it is. Let's move on to the GOAT. Let's move on to the GOAT, Bobby Petrino. Bobby, I thought his top moment was gonna be, I don't even know if you remember, but Corey and I used to joke about it. He left the Atlanta Falcons in the middle of the night with Mike Vick and Ward Dunn, had Ward Dunn crying on TV. He left that team, and the same day was saying, "Woo, pig suey." However they do it. Yeah. In Arkansas. And then he was there. That was the first scandal. How you leave an NFL team? There was some wild times, but early 2000s, like, dudes would just pick off NFL coaches. Not even the most expensive, not even the college with the most money, Arkansas, but still SEC.
Hold on now. Your man's is a big booster over in Arkansas. I'm pretty sure they got plenty of
that. Oh, yeah, Jay. But still. Alabama, Georgia, even Ole Miss. Tennessee, like those teams, you know, but he was good at Louisville. Had my boy Lamar, well, not my boy, but Lamar. He got now. Was this a girl or a coach? This is a coach on the volleyball team, right?
Hey, look, man, I ain't even trying to get in that man's business. I don't know if she was a coach or maybe groomed as a student and given a position on the staff. I don't know. I don't know the details.
Yeah, that's what I thought. He got her a job. Oh no, this is what it was. I see it. I should have kept reading. He was on the volleyball team. He was banging her. Then he got her a job after that.
Yeah.
Then they got in the car wreck and they found out a motorcycle crash. Now he know he's too old. He got that young girl. He was on that motorcycle, and he crashed. That was part of the problem. I understand. That's what I'm going for, too, Bobby. But, oh, man, the midlife crisis is real, man. Just like, Jesus, they give you life, those young girls. Now, I'm talking about people in their 20s, just to be clear, perverted minds. Then he got fired. A decade later, he's back as the offense coordinator. You know he's going to come back, and eventually he's going to get his job back, man. It's only a matter of time.
I mean, it is only a matter of time. What a resurgence, though, man. Like, I got to give him credit. Most people, like, to get back into the SEC after you embarrass the SEC is very hard.
You know how bad it is to get embarrassed in the SEC? Like, I think if he hadn't gone.
My understanding is Hugh
had to find Jesus.
It was like a clearance level. He had to reach a certain level of approval before they was like, yeah, come on back. Like other coaches all the way up through Sankey, obviously having to write off on it. But people had to vouch for this man to allow him back into the SEC.
He was like, clearly cheating a lot.
I mean, he embarrassed. Like, that's an embarrassment to their brand. Petrino, that pitcher. Come on, bro. We still laughing about it.
If he hadn't done the press conference, I think he'd have been all right. You don't put certain visuals. That's the world we live in. You can smack a woman and be in the NFL, but if it's on tape like Ray Rice, you're done. You're done. So that was very aggressive. But you're done if it's on tape. Greg Hardy got back to play, and he threw this chick on a pile of AK-47s. he came back. Almost stopped watching the Cowboys. He came back. So it's all about visuals and optics, especially when you can share something 10 million times on the internet. We're going to skip this Matt Rife punk because we're going to move on, and we can skip Carolina.
Can I throw in a wrench real quick though?
Go ahead.
Historical. Did you know that? Well, you probably knew Rick James beef with Prince.
Yeah.
Did you know why?
I don't know why.
All right. So no. It's pretty deep. It actually should be made into a movie. So Rick James put Prince on. Like Prince used to open for Rick James,
mm-hmm.
and Rick James felt like Prince stole a lot of his act. So the tipping point of their beef came when they were at an after party or something after some award ceremony, and Rick James' mom was a big fan of Prince. And she approached Prince, and you can imagine how this story's going. She approached Prince. Prince was Prince. She didn't get the autograph. She went back. Told Rick James, about her excitement to see Prince. And Rick James was, obviously upset because he was like, why you like this? Wayne, something that Rick James would say. And then she said, but.
Drugged out of his mind.
Then she said, but when I asked for his autograph, he ignored me. As you would expect, Team Nickel. And a man of Rick James' stature, you disrespected his mama. He wanted.
And blood. A man of his craziness.
Yes. So Rick tried to fight him, and the managers broke it up. Managers broke it up or whatever. But as I was reading the story, this is why I wanted to share this with you and how petty it is. Rick said, you know what? Fuck you. I don't want nothing to do with you no more. Stay away from my people, my band, my mama. The only reason why you breathing is because these people got in the way, yada, yada. And to get Prince back, you know what he did? He stole Prince's, it's like some sound Prince had come up with, some revolutionary sound. He stole it.
Wow.
And he turned it into a hit. Do you know what that hit was? Super
Boy. That's what, oh, I didn't know that. That's a good story.
Yeah, bro.
Awesome. I read that. It sounds Prince-y.
Twitter took me down that rabbit hole today. And I couldn't wait to share that with you as a moment in Black history. And we might even go back and say that's when dark skin versus light skin started.
maybe outside of, slavery. But got it back started. Group news. Maybe it stopped for a while. Group news. You find a very close friend of mine. You want to explain yourself, sir?
Yeah, I want to explain it, bro. What is she thinking? Like, come on. Stop.
You know what she's thinking. Like, what are you talking about?
I don't know what she's thinking.
As Lawrence Hurt said, you're the only one.
I gotta chill. You're the only one left in the group. So by default, you've got the floor. We don't need you to over embellish your worth here. Okay. Telling this man you're all he needs.
That one dried up anyway. That's a bad turn of her phrase. Jesus Christ. But that well. Tried. I didn't do it on purpose. That's not even a pause. I don't know what that was.
Since we're here, why don't you tell people the truth when I talk about the bylaws and why we have these rules about fraternizing with female members and making sure we don't get sued? Do you recall Jackie Torrey?
Huh? No.
Yeah, exactly. And for the record, I was this close to being petty and bumping them posts, but I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do that.
That was very nice of you.
I had time today too, but I was like, I'm not going to do that.
That's very nice of you. She definitely enjoyed the group as well. Oh, man. They were wild. I mean, when you put yourself in a bikini on the thread, like,
stop.
It's a long time ago, man. I didn't ask for that, by the way. If you're listening, didn't ask for that. Didn't have anything to do. If y'all know what we're talking about, I made a joke. mostly, about the fact that in the old days of the group, they would add girls, and I would talk to them. And usually, I'd get a date. You know, I'm the commish. What's up? But, you know, now it's 90%. We were like 90-15. Now we're 96% male. It's a sausage party. I used to be able to sample the menu. Now, some of the items are off the menu, and it's depressing. And they always take it wrong. I'm not struggling, but I want multiple.
Like the secret menu. I saw one pop up today.
I did see that. Listen, there was friends I would even make. There was a girl that Ashley was with before his Ashley now, and I didn't realize Ashley was with her, so I started rapping to her. But then when I realized Ashley was with her, I backed up, and we just kind of were friends. I'm just saying, I'm not struggling. But what I'm saying is, I like to have a lot of streams of income. Do you think Bill Gates just gets Microsoft money? It's the same thing. It's like passive income from me. So that's what I'm saying. And these people cutting me off from fun. From fun.
I don't want anything to do with this conversation anymore. I'm just here to give free legal advice and to keep things running smoothly.
NDA, baby. NDA. That's what they make it for. Unless you got some snitches out there.
We don't have $230 million to guarantee to you, sir. So I'm gonna need you to chill out.
In the words of the great Rocky Balboa and Rocky Five, sue me for what? I ain't got nothing. Sue me for what? We ain't there yet. Okay. And if little Barstool dude, he actually out there harassing women, he's still good. So you got anything going on? Or you can tell us about your exciting life in the sports world full time.
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting until you get paid. I'm gonna try to do a couple bowl games. So if people care, like, you know, Old Dominion, so local team, and then I'm gonna go to like North Carolina, and then basketball season. Just anybody want to reach out and like have me ask people questions or something if I'm live. I'll post more. Like, I didn't post anything about the ACC championship really until I was right there. Like, I'll give people more.
Kind of surprise one.
Well, I mean, it was.
Did you know? I mean, how far ahead did you know you were going?
I think like 3 days before.
Yeah, I didn't think it was a lot of, you know.
Yeah, because I didn't think we don't have an active relationship with them, so I thought it was going to be a reach. But the director of communications and media set me up front and gave me like the VIP treatment, man.
That's
it was dope. Yeah, it was dope all the way up to they wouldn't let us on the field.
But it really is cool.
Like I said, the guy that I met, if I can get him a working relationship with him, we'll definitely have him on. He helps write the Phil Steele magazine, which is like
the college football mecca.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's part of the Sports Writers Association. He has a Heisman vote. He votes on all the major awards and everything. So if I can get him to come on and pod with us, I definitely will. But yeah, other than that, it's nothing exciting, man. This is tiring.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you got anything to add before I go out?
Nah, man, just stop messing up the group, bro.
It's good. The group, well, you yeah. Two, but the group primarily is to serve my needs. You can do that too.
What?
Have I ever lied about that? If you're going to be the king, you get the king's rewards, okay?
Oh, my God. God, yo.
Ladies and gentlemen, for Rodney
Elias, you got a minute, fam. You know you want to put this out there, bro. They gonna play this tape back, man.
You have an hour. Oh, my kids know how I am.
I'm gonna be mad as hell.
My students know. Hopefully,
that that sounds even worse. Stop it. Just end the show.
Asking you. You got a minute, fam.